This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama, the local business podcast featuring owners and managers, along with their incredible teams and tactics that make business successful.
Welcome to Businesses in Our Backyard, the local business podcast for East Central Alabama. I'm your host, Dave McCurley. And of course, today we are going to talk about businesses because they are our lifeblood of our community. They shape how we work, they mold how we interact, and of course, they create business opportunities for not only the folks who work there, but people in and around our community. And today I am pleased to have one of my friends, I'll call him, and business partners, I guess you could say, but he has been just a rock of something that we do each and every day here, and that is State Farm Insurance Agent Ron Carroll. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Glad to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you. First of all, tell us a little bit about the person, Ron Carroll, not the State Farm Insurance Agent. We'll get into that, but I know you, you got a family you're very proud of.
I do. So I'm originally from Ozark, Alabama, down in the Wiregrass. From there, I went to the University of Alabama. I graduated from there, and I am married. Ann and I have been married 10 years, and wow, we have a daughter that just turned 6 a week ago. So
I can remember when you were expecting, yes, and she was born, and man, 6 years
six
already.
Years. Six
Absolutely,
years.
Man. I just had my first grandchild last month, so I understand that. Let's talk a little bit about State Farm Insurance and what you do there in Childersburg. And, mm-hmm, of course, I've watched your business grow and expand because the community has embraced you. Talk a little bit, first of all, just about your business and your team there.
Okay, sure. So I started in 2009, took over for Larry Cochran there in Childersburg, mm-hmm, who was there a long time. Started off with 3 employees there at the time,
yep,
with me now. So,
yep,
now I have been there, so 13 years, been in Childersburg. Wow. You know, we've grown. I've got 6 full-time employees, wow, that work with me now. Emily Hathcock is my office manager. You know,
yep,
Emily, well, she started with me, so she's the only one that has been with me since I started. Brenton Boozer,
mm-hmm,
is with me. He's been with me, I think, 9 years now. And then I've got Heather Jinks, and let's see, Michelle Parrish, Destiny Cooper, and Brennan Rhodes. So I've got had to move, make a break room into an office, and had to some creative things with the office to make room for folks. But we're growing, which is good. So my team's grown, and, you know, couldn't be more proud of them.
It's a good problem to have when you have
definitely
to make the break room into a, you know, and you mentioned your daughter being 6 years old. I can actually remember when Emily was 6 years old, and she probably won't like me saying that, but time goes on, but you've got a lot of great people there, and it just feels like a family atmosphere. Talk about how you motivate your team.
Sure. So, you know, I try to motivate them as a team, as a group, first of all. So we do a lot of promotions for them to work together to achieve different goals as far as that goes. You know, it's funny because everybody's motivated by different things.
Yes.
You know, some people want money, some people want days off. So you've kind of got to get to see what everybody's motivated in personally. I'm doing a promotion now to where they have the option, if they hit the individual promotion, to either take cash or go to a 4-day work week for a month.
Wow.
So it's something
for
For a month. So, wow, I hadn't done that before, but so if, say, Brenton hits the promotion, if he wanted to go in August to a 4-day work week, he could do that. So,
wow.
I try to do different things to keep it lively, to keep it, you know, good for them. And so, and they give me feedback on stuff that works. And of course, they're motivated by money primarily. So I do different promotions to help them that way.
I got to ask you, you know, I've been with State Farm for forever, it seems like. And we know that State Farm is the leading automobile insurer, mm-hmm, in the United States of America. However, the old slogan, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. How gratifying is it with you when you are able to help families, say they wreck their car, say their roof has been damaged on their home? Talk a little bit about how you're the person, you're the face of the company in Childersburg and the surrounding area to come in and really just shake their hand and be there for them.
Yeah, and it's really something to see when you're able to even give out claim checks. You know, a lot of agencies aren't able to do that. I'm able to handle, you know, claims up to almost $10,000 out of the office. So if somebody hit a deer today and came into the office with an estimate, I can get them a check that day.
Wow.
You know, where a lot of companies, you got to file a claim, it takes weeks to get somebody to an adjuster to look at the damage, that kind of stuff. So, and especially being a local agent, people like to be able to come in, look you eye to eye, talk to you about their claim, not be tied to an 800 number. I think having a local presence there and being able to handle a lot of stuff out of the office like we're able to is really just something that State Farm offers that other companies can't.
What is the most challenging part of your job, would you say? Claims, or talk about something that Ron Carroll, I'm not saying bothers you, but what is the most challenging part of your job?
Well, to your point, right now, claims is really challenging due to the inflation that we have. And I think it's always challenging to manage people. You know, anytime you got different personalities, you got people that good days, bad days, like everybody else.
Right.
It's hard to keep the positive energy in the office and hard to keep everybody getting along and doing that stuff. So that kind of can wear on you too.
Well, and you know, I'm sure you can touch on this before we take our break, but I'm sure that people don't think about when hurricanes come through and there's a lot of roofs damaged, or right, when there's a big hailstorm. I'm sure those are times that are very challenging for you.
They are. There's only so many claim reps that State Farm has. So when there's catastrophes and that kind of stuff, it does take a while, or it can take longer for somebody to come look at a house to do stuff like that. And it's I get that. I know that people get frustrated with the claims process a lot of times when it takes a while to have somebody look at it. But to your point, a lot of times when there's that many claims, it's just hard for the company to get everybody done quickly. So if they get handled, they just might take a little bit longer.
Absolutely. We're going to talk more with Ron Carroll, State Farm insurance agent in Childersburg, when we come back on Businesses in Our Backyard.
Don't let people talking on social media lead you astray on local news with false information. Stay in the know with news, sports, weather, and events happening in our area on SylacaugaNews.com, your source for all things happening in and around the Coosa Valley. Subscribe today to the free SylacaugaNews.com Daily Digest and get the day's top stories delivered straight to your inbox each weekday morning. Get the latest weather forecasts, local sports finals, political and business news, and special features on SylacaugaNews.com.
This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast. Now back to the conversation.
Welcome back to Businesses in Our Backyard. I'm your host, Dave McCurley, and we are talking with State Farm insurance agent Ron Carroll in Childersburg. And Ron has been a part of the community and do a lot of community services. And I know you're involved with our sports in Childersburg. Talk a little bit about, though, Ron. First of all, let's tell everybody where your office is, your phone number. If you have a website that they are sitting at a desk and need to ask you a question, they can do that.
Sure. So we're located in Childersburg on Highway 280. We're right beside Subway. If you drive by now, my sign's down because it got hit by a truck 2 days ago.
You got the claim started
on
it?
Yes. But yeah, we had somebody hit it. But but I am so right beside Subway. Our phone number is 256-378-6631. I have a website that's www.ronpcarroll.com. So any of those ways you can reach us, we're open 8:30 to 5 Monday through Friday. We also have after hours if it's you needed to call and get a hold of somebody there. So we're pretty much available at all time.
Yeah, I've been knowing your staff there for many, many years, as I mentioned. But, you know, one of the things that I wanted to talk with you about indefinite today was the fact that everybody knows State Farm. You get your car insurance there. You get your home insurance. I've got both of them with State Farm. But I wanted to ask you, is there something that State Farm provides that the average public may not know about? Let's say high school graduates children being born, you want a college fund, or, you know, I understood at 401ks at one time.
Right. Yep.
Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, to your point, most folks, when they think of insurance, they think of the home and the car, that kind of stuff. But, you know, with State Farm, some agents have a securities license, which I do, which that opens up another opportunity for me to talk to customers about retirement, So about 401ks, about rollover from a job that, you know, maybe they've left a job or retired, that kind of stuff. Roth IRAs, which are really good for young people to put money in. And then I do a lot of the 529 college savings plans, which that allows people to put money in for someone who's planning to go to college down the road. And then the beauty of that is you get to pull it out tax-free if it's used for education. So
that's great.
That's something that most people don't think about. I've also got a mortgage license. We're tied to Rocket Mortgage, State Farm is now. So we handle those if somebody's interested in refinancing, that kind of stuff. But yeah, it's amazing. It's most folks don't tie that kind of stuff in with an insurance agent, but it is something that I do offer there in Childersburg.
I know that when you grew up in Ozark, your family had a grocery business. Mm-hmm. And you went to the University of Alabama, as you mentioned. Is there been someone who's been a mentor towards you with the insurance field, somebody that maybe when you first started, after taking over for Agent Cochran, you had a problem? Who was somebody you called, or who was that person you looked to?
Yeah, well, when I first got into the insurance business with State Farm, Thomas Waters, who's an agent in Birmingham, mm-hmm. I worked for Thomas for about 4 years. I was actually working for an independent agent at the time, and my twin brother said, hey, I'm in a Bible study with a guy named Thomas Waters, who's a State Farm agent. And so he mentioned that to Thomas, and Thomas said, I'd like to interview him. So interviewed with Thomas, and I worked with him for 4 years before getting my agency. And then when I took over down here, Sheila Curtis, an agent here in Sylacauga, is a good friend of mine, and she was very helpful to me as far as just with different questions, just being – I was pretty much somewhat new to the area, so she was able to help me there. So she's been really good to me also.
And, of course, with your business, you see the need in community things. I know your staff does a lot of things out in the community. Of course, you're involved with sports. You're a sports-oriented guy.
I am. Love it.
We're both huge baseball fans with the Atlanta Braves. And, of course, I know college football runs deep in your family and things, but sports is something that a lot of people don't think about when they think about insurance. But, you know, you can actually – I know that State Farm provides other opportunities as far as accidental policies and things of that nature as well.
They do. We have a supplemental health policy, which, you know, if someone's injured, someone gets hurt. Mm-hmm. I've had kids all the time that maybe fall on the ball field or fall off a trampoline and stuff like that. We have a supplemental policy that pays – a benefit to them when they go to the ER to go get checked out. You know, it's not uncommon at all. Somebody's going, if you play sports, you're going to get injured. I mean,
no doubt about it.
Or if you have brothers and sisters and don't play sports, you're going to get injured. So, but anyway, we have policies like that. It's kind of like a Aflac policy or something like that, which is good for kids and for, you know, adults alike, because if anybody gets injured or stuff like that and has to go to the hospital, it pays a benefit. So that's another policy or something that we do offer that most folks, they don't tied with State Farm.
Well, and I'll tell you this, I know from knowing you ever since you've been here in Childersburg, you've grown from, as you said, 3 employees to now having 6 full-time employees plus yourself. I was going to, you know, ask you about employment opportunities, and I'm sure you're always looking for hometown and good folks that can help you.
I am. That's what I tell people. If they're ever interested, I'm always looking. I think as a business owner, you got to always be on the lookout for good talent, for new mm-hmm. folks. You don't want to pass up on somebody that's, you know, that could come in and really help you, or someone that maybe wants to be an agent down the road. You know, I have an aspirant in my office now that is hoping to have an opportunity to become an agent. And that's something State Farm is really pushing, is trying to get folks into offices that want to take that next step.
Right.
So I'm always looking for people that are interested to have their own business, to be able to do this down the road. But not only that, but like Emily's been with me 13 years, and she doesn't have any interest in being an agent, but she's wants to, basically she runs the office. In fact, I think a lot of customers probably think she is the agent. They are, well, so, you know, because she's the one that they deal with all the time.
Right.
So,
and I think that comes a lot from her living in this area all her life and people knowing her. But I got to ask you real quick before we get out of here. Where would you like to see Ron Carroll 10, 15 years down the road from now?
Well, State Farm has started letting agents have multiple offices. So that's something I'd be interested in down the road. I don't know where, but that would be an opportunity there. But you know that the hardest thing that one of the hardest things to do right now is just to really keep growing. I've been there 13 years, and the way the internet's made it easy to get insurance, that kind of stuff, it's harder. It's not as hard to write it, but it's hard to keep it. So That's one thing you got to worry about there. But you know, I want to keep growing, keep serving the community, and doing all I can.
Well, he certainly serves our community very well, and he's a friend of ours here at Radio Alabama. And of course, Ron Carroll, State Farm Insurance agent in Childersburg. Go by and see him on Highway 280 in Childersburg, right there next to Subway. Great having you today, buddy.
I enjoyed it. Thank you.
Absolutely. We'll do it again with Ron Carroll. And of course, I want to thank him for being in here today. And I want to thank you for joining us on Businesses in Our Backyard. And of course, you can join us each week as each one of these comes out each week. And of course, we are trying to support and get out there and help our local businesses that are in our area. Be sure to share this with your friends. You can listen and watch. Give us a 5-star rating, and we'll see you next time on Businesses in Our Backyard.
Thanks for watching and listening to the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama. The show is hosted by David McCurley and Rebecca Young, directed and edited by Michael Giddens. Michael Brannan serves as executive producer. Join us next time as we feature another great business and team making a difference in our community on Businesses in Our Backyard.